Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu addresses joint session of both Houses of Parliament. Minister Demjin Imnalong says 40,528 students has received first installment post-matric scholarship for 2023-24. Higher Education Department to onboard the National Scholarship Portal from this academic session. Minister C.L. John calls for green revolution in Nagaland, and Kohima Police directs light motor vehicles to take alternate route in view of the mudslide occurring at Lire area. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today asserted that the government is committed to a fair investigation and ensuring strict punishment to the culprits of recent instances of paper leak. Addressing the joint session of both Houses of Parliament, she said it is important to rise above party politics and undertake concrete measures nationwide to check such incidents. The President said that the country has risen from 11th position to become the fifth largest economy in 10 years. She said that the country achieved this feat despite a pandemic and conflicts in different parts of the world. She also said that her government is working to make India the third largest economy in the world. The President said the government has also increased renewable energy capacities manifold, and the country is achieving its climate-related targets much ahead of schedule. She also highlighted the government's initiatives for infrastructure development, saying that over 380,000 kilometers of village roads have been constructed in the last 10 years under the Prime Minister Gram Sadak Yojana. She said the pace of construction of national highways has more than doubled. She said the government is also working on the high-speed rail ecosystem. On the development of northeastern states, the President observed that the allocation for the development of the region has been increased to over four times in the last 10 years. She said the government is working to make this region a strategic gateway under its Act East policy. Talking about Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, the President underlined that justice will get priority over punishment, which also conforms to the spirit of the Constitution. Minister for Higher Education Demjin Imnalong said the department has almost completed the disbursements of the first installment of post-matric scholarship for ST students of Nagaland. Addressing media persons at his official residence at Kohima today, he said, out of 42,817 beneficiaries, 40,528 students have received their scholarships for the year 2023-24, totaling to a payment of 16,88,66,813 rupees. Apart from that, 21 beneficiaries' account were found invalid and 55 bounced. In addition, 38 were withheld subject to confirmation of documents from institution, while 589 accounts failed validation. Along also informed that it is awaiting for the sanction of 35,29,11,000 rupees as second installment. Minister Along said that the finance department has cleared the budget for the state merit scholarship, which will be released in the next few days. There are 4,330 beneficiaries availing state merit scholarships, and 94 are research scholarship. He further asserted that the department is distributing the scholarship in a clear and transparent manner, adding that all transactions are carried out through PFMS. OST scholarship, Gatuselia Keho said, from 2024-25 onwards, post-matric scholarship for ST students will be one-time payment, unlike the present system of two installment payment. He also announced that from this academic session, the department will be onboarding National Scholarship Portal for the betterment of the students and the state government. Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change and Village Guards, C.L. John, today said green revolution should be encouraged in Nagaland and every citizen should plant at least 5 to 10 trees in a year. He was speaking during a plantation drive program held at supermarket area Dimapu as part of the National Clean Air Program, NCAP. He emphasized on the significance of clean air as the foundation of our existence. Commissioner and Secretary Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Wai Kigedo Sema, said air quality in Dimapur is below national average with an air quality index of only 96, and Tobinala area was the worst. Sema underscored that one of the main reasons of poor air quality was dust and lack of trees, and therefore plantation drives are very much required. The commissioner urged public not to litter the area, keeping in mind the efforts undertaken by the department and NGOs to maintain the area. Divisional Forest Officer Dimapur Liko Kim Totang said the plantation covered a stretch of 690 meters with 440 plants. She said Dimapur Forest Division has been actively implementing pollution mitigating works under NCAP in the previous years. However, Totang lamented that there has been instances of pots being stolen and plants being uprooted from vertical gardens. The DFO appealed to citizens of the district to take proper care of the gardens, emphasizing that reduced pollution and improved air quality benefits everyone. This news comes to you from Agashwani Gohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Gohima. In view of the mudslide on National Highway 2 at Lire Chauzu area, the Gohima police has issued advisory for taking alternate routes. In this regard, additional SP and PRO Gohima police said light motor vehicles travelling to town from South Pesama area and vice versa have been advised to take alternate route via Aradura or Minister's Hill. Heavy vehicles have been restricted plying till complete restoration of normal highway traffic. The PRO added that heavy downpour due to monsoon season has triggered mudslide. Central Bureau of Investigation arrested two persons in connection with the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG exam. Official sources said that the two accused has been arrested from Patna in Bihar. The CBI, which formally took over the investigation into the NEET UG paper leak case, visited the office of the Economic Offences Unit of Bihar Police on Monday and started an investigation in this regard. Minister for Higher Education and Tourism and Nagaland Government spokesperson Temujin Imnalong today said that the People's Democratic Alliance (PDA) government is firm to continue providing stability and good governance to the people of Nagaland. Addressing a press conference in Kohima, Along added that the urban local body election has culminated except for re-polling in one polling station in Ward 20, Dimapur. He said that every election brings issues and pointed that the PDA government under the leadership of Chief Minister Nipirio and the Deputy Chief Ministers Y. Button and Dia Zelyang, in tune with the oppositionless government, are committed to resolving issues and ensuring cohesive development of the state. The minister stressed that the PDA government, along with the NDA-led government at the centre, is positive to see a positive resolution to the Naga political issue. And Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has issued guidelines for issue of Central Government Health Scheme, CGHS card, to serving employees and pensioners. In this regard, serving employees has been made mandatory to apply for a new CGHS card online through www.cghs.nic.in. The ministry said after online submission of application form, the applicants are to submit printout copy, duly signed, and photographs affixed to department currently employed for processing of cards. For pensioners, the ministry said CGHS card will be issued to eligible pensioners and family pensioners drawing pension from central civil estimate and the dependent family members when the pensioner is not availing fixed medical allowance. However, it said the CGHS IBT card will be valid only for cashless indoor treatment at CGHS and panelled private hospitals or designated government hospitals. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. President Draupadi Murmu addresses joint session of both Houses of Parliament. Minister Temujin Imnalong says 40,520 students have received first instalment post-matric scholarship for 2023-24. Higher Education Department to onboard the National Scholarship Portal from this academic session. Minister C.L. John calls for green revolution in Nagaland. And Kohima Police directs light motor vehicles to take alternate route in view of the mudslide occurring at Lire area. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.